This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. If the Republican-controlled Congress goes ahead with deep cuts to Medicaid, Governor Jared Polis says the impact in Colorado will be severe. CPR's John Daly reports.
He and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. They warned Colorado could lose as many as 12,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. Republican Representative Gabe Evans accuses Polis of misrepresenting the facts. He says he doesn't support cuts, but supports removing waste and fraud. Another Republican, Jeff Hurd, called for preserving access to vital services for those who depend on it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Gambian man was convicted Tuesday in Denver on charges of torture in his native country. Michael Correa was found guilty under a U.S. law that allows non-citizens suspected of torture to be prosecuted. Correa settled in Denver after moving to the U.S. Victims traveled from Gambia to testify. Acting U.S. Attorney J. Bishop Gruel spoke after the verdict was announced.
Colorado is not a safe haven for torture. It is not a refuge for sadists. And it is not a home for those who flee justice.
Correa faces up to 140 years in prison. The U.S. Air Force Academy has been told to go through its library to find books related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. The order comes about 2 weeks after the U.S. Naval Academy removed nearly 400 books from its library after being told to get rid of those that promoted DEI. This is CPR News.